This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North. And as we go into our day, we want to go into it with the assurance that we are walking with God, that God is walking into this day with us. As the Apostle Paul puts it, that we are walking in step with the Holy Spirit. God wants to speak to you today. Are you listening? We're looking at Proverbs this week, and today we come to Proverbs chapter 7, and I want to start reading in verse 6. The writer of Proverbs says, "For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive, I discerned among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner, and he takes the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She's boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She's now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, 'I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. For the man is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. He's taken a bag of money with him. At full moon he will come home.' And with her many persuasions she entices him. With her flattering lips she seduces him. Suddenly he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. So this young man does not know that it will cost him his life." So much of the book of Proverbs, which is such a practical book about life, just principles that show how life works, so much of this book is devoted to warnings about maintaining your sexual purity and the dangers of going down the promiscuous path. And here's this young man, enticed by a woman whose husband's away, who comes out brazenly. She seems exciting. And she keeps on talking to him and stirring up his desires until he goes. And that last line, "he does not know that it will cost him his life." And as the writer of Proverbs is trying to communicate to his son, he's saying to his son, "Don't be like him. I'm warning you now. It will cost you your life. So much of what your life could have been will just be gone if you allow yourself to be tempted. If you even walk near her house," as he puts it, "if you go and put yourself in the way of temptation, you're just asking for major trouble in your life. God wants you to be a person whose life is so pure, so ready to be used by him, that he wants you to guard your life and guard your sexual life, because so much can be lost if you lose your grip on this area of your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.